Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Q-T on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Q-T on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Q-T got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat.
Yeah. Oh man, we started out with Kill Say Mars. The song Man in the Street. And that's from that Black House Sound Presents Sheriff Kilroy. That was a third release from Sheriff Kilroy, third album release. And that song was on there. Welcome to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 11 and verse 40 already. That M period, A period, N period, music activism news. That's the abbreviation acronym. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, thank you for tuning in. You can call 646-478-0944. Send all music or commercials, MP3 format, to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press 1. Now, I am going to put out some of the things that's going on right now that you can reach out to. The Common Sense Radio Show airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Also, you can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram, Junior Alfred Porter. Facebook is Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook, Kit and Angelica. You can Facebook hhworkshoprecords.com. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes. You can check out the website of www.3342music.com. OPN Radio airs Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Pete Weeks. You can go to the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com. Author Fashawn F. Head should be in there. Might have his wives with him. Also, Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter, Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. YouTube page of Miscommentary Cleveland. Looking for work? TempLabor.org, www.TempLabor.org. TheLogTV.com. YouTube channel, Power Groove Records. We are Cleveland. YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. And the Twitter page is Al Porter Jr., Al Porter Jr. 1. Now, please, got a lot to get into. So we're going to go from the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. So we're going from last Monday to this Monday. What made the biggest buzz? There are some things upcoming this week that have made a major buzz. So we're going to look and say some of those things. Now, last week, the Shark ENT should have been number 5. That should have been last week. So it would have bumped some things down, but that's okay. We're going to go to the top 10 in our region from a Monday to a Monday. All right. Honorable mentions. Stomp the Yard is an honorable mention. That is happening this coming Thursday at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time in Large Room 137. The Black Studies Department is showing Stomp the Yard at 6 p.m. Feel free to come through Cleveland State University. Enter in from East 22nd and either Chester or Euclid, 1899 Main Classroom Building, Cleveland State University, Black Studies Department, Large Room 137. That's going on at 6 p.m. And also, honorable mention, BWE Lyrical Storm music video at none other than Edgewater Park Beach House this coming Saturday evening. It's on and popping on that. Also, this coming week, it is definite, you know, the pastors, the third annual pastors luncheon. Third annual pastors luncheon. With special guest speaker, Prophetess Brenda Jacobs, keynote pastor Cecil Gamble Jr. at Greater Mount Calvary. That's Greater Mount Calvary. And that's what's going on. Definitely save the date. Donald Walker Brown, former RPCC Executive Committee Chair and co-founder of Inner City Republican Movement. There you go. Please share with open-minded people because change starts with choice. So that is going on this Saturday, the third annual Pastors Luncheon. And my thing is, those are some good honorable mentions. They're getting a lot of attention. We're going to see if they can even crack the top 10 and where they'll end up by next week. Now, the top 10. Number 10, debuting Black House Sound, Joseph Motley Jr., Crash Test Dummy YouTube video. Number 9, debuting B period, O period, L period, O period, Bolo Black, The Black Berserker. Big push the past week. Number 8, debuting Facebook, the Anti-Corruption Rally. Number 7, debuting Facebook, Woman King Movie. Ooh-wee, and they're going to see that movie on the 24th? Excellent movie, excellent movie, excellent movie. I'm going to give Dame A credit on all that. She's right, it's an excellent movie. Woman King movie. That's number 7. Oh, yeah. So we're in like 10, 9, 8, 7. Also, tying in that, because we had no choice, it was the same amount of response for the upcoming event. So number 7 that moved up was the Black Talk Table Live at Michael J. Zone Rec Center last Saturday. Spaghetti dinners were given out to the entire public. Suave Gotti made it through. It was just BWE Future Kids. Now, we go to number 6 by itself. Moving up, Facebook. The $10 House Party, 9/17/22. Number 5, moving up, Facebook. Wild Style, One Love, Brick Squad, 30 Fun Birthday for Godiva Jones. That's number 5. Uh-oh, what's debuting at number 4? Is it the Fleet Festival? The Fleet Festival. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you a little bit about that right now, because you need to know the Fleet Festival, September 24th, 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. It's called the Walter Hyde Memorial Fleet Avenue Jamboree. Live music, DJs, dance groups, vendors, and food. It is filling Fleet Avenue in Cleveland's historic Slavic Village neighborhood with live music, entertainment, and fun for the whole family. The Fleet Avenue Jamboree, the first annual one. Get there. Don't you get there at 2 o'clock, because on the main stage, one of the two main stages, East 54th in Fleet, get to that main stage, you will see the Father's Lives Matter, the Father's Lives Matter DJ Cowboy stage for that first hour. You get there around 1:30 to 1:45, there'll be giveaways. You'll hear music start right before 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, you will have a show among shows. That's all I can say. Should I tell you more of what we plan on doing? Should I? Should I say that you will have DJ Cowboy feature Miss Pulse Points? Did I say you'll have Joseph DeAndre, who has a single that has 2,700-plus views, almost 2,800 views? Will you be hearing Suave with the Kaya Dog song? Will we have Angela Y. Davis and Sheriff Kilroy performing? Will we have Major Taps? Will we have a couple of speakers in that hour? Will we have a dance floor going on? Come and find out. Anyway, that's this coming Saturday, September 24th. And also at that event, Black House Sounds has their own stage. Mr. Powers, Mr. Motley, LaVita Murray. Yeah, it's going to be a powerful event where we might even have a tap dancer on our stage. So, what is at number three? Debuting Cowboy and Cowgirl Rib Cook-Off, which happened yesterday. Republican Smackdown Ramp Dedication, where the ramp was started off with the Inner City Republican Movement 2019, continued and finished by Brother Tucker, Brother Ted, and the ramp is now called the Ted Geary Way. Treasured Peace and Marcus Jones interviewed Man in the Street live. Art McCoy Radio covered it live. Joseph Ford came through and sang. Suave Gotti came through, freestyled a couple of times. 2 Timothy 2:22 performed. The Ghetto Evangelist from the Rock AME Zion Church, Minister of Music. Yeah, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man Army, Black Women's Army, Black House Sounds, HGS Music, Brick House Wellness, Angela Watt Davis, Carl Stokes Brigade, Father's Lives Matter, LLC, Vice President of East Cleveland City Council, Ernest L. Smith, Inner City Republican Movement, Republicans, Ohio Democratic Party. Lauren Patterson did the F&D dance debut. There was free food, and there was also rib dinner, so. So that was number three. What could have been big? Let's see. How about debuting number two, Grandparents Day? It was huge at Wood Hill Park last Saturday. Silver Bee Dedication. You had Robert Johnson, Lion Dance Contest and Challenge. You had bands. It was huge. What could have been bigger? Whoa, debuting Senior Day at the Public Auditorium, I believe, last Thursday or Friday. Last Thursday, probably. It was Senior Day, Public Auditorium. It was huge. It was huge. It was huge. And there you have it. There were a lot of things that happened. Let me go and say that when it came down to it, we lost awesome people. We did. We lost them. As I look and say everything, we lost a few people. I would like to stop and at least acknowledge some of that right now. It's been interesting. The one thing about this program, we do our best to put out all events. By putting them out, people can then look and say, hey, what's going on? And we can proceed to tell them as best as possible. My thing is, we did lose, if I'm not mistaken, David A. Arnold. He was March 15th, 1968 to September 7th, 2022. American stand-up comedian, sitcom writer, producer, and actor. He began performing in 1997. He performed at the Canadian Montreal Comedy Festival. I do get some things from that and have shared it on my page. On the Jamie Foxx Presents Laugh-A-Palooza, Comedy Central with Jamie Foxx and Cedric the Entertainer. The Tom Joyner Show, Phased and After Dark, Comics Unleashed with Byron Allen. Watched that a few times, saw him on it. Comic View, BET, The Monique Show, BET, as well as Entourage on HBO and Def Comedy Jam. So David A. Arnold, he was a writer and producer for the Netflix revival series Fuller House. He wrote episodes of several comedy shows, including Bigger on BET, Meet the Browns on TBS, The Ricky Smiley Show, TV1, Raising Wheatley on, that's OWN Network, Tyler Perry's House of Pain on TBS, and The Tony Rock Project, My Network TV. In 2021, Arnold created the Nickelodeon show That Girl Lele, and served as showrunner for the series. He appeared in several television series, including Meet the Browns, A Series of Unfortunate People, and The Tony Rock Project. Arnold had two stand-up comedy specials on Netflix, David A. Arnold, Fat Ballerina, and It Ain't for the Weak, which aired July 2022. So there we go. It was natural causes, but he passed at the age of 54. So that was David A. Arnold. Another one that we lost, because it's like, let's put it on out here. It's good to catch up on different people because you just need to know who might have done what. My thing is, as I look at things, we lost Bernard Shaw. The thing about it is, we did. And my thing is, when it came down to it, a lot of people knew of that name. They did. They did. Bernard Shaw, May 22nd, 1940, to September 7th, 2022, he was a journalist. American journalist and lead news anchor for CNN from 1980 until his retirement on March 2nd, 2001. Prior to his time at CNN, he was a reporter and anchor for WNUS, Westinghouse Broadcasting, CBS News, and ABC News. So, you know, he had a phenomenal career. 1994, Walter Cronkite Award for Excellence in Journalism. 1996, the Paul White Award for Radio, Television, Digital News Association. Bernard Shaw was inducted as a laureate of the Lincoln Academy of Illinois and awarded the Order of Lincoln, the state's highest honor, by the governor of Illinois in 2002 in the area of communications. The thing is, we already know what's going on. It's like, Suave Gotti, you had the nerve to call me on my personal phone line when I'm live on the radio at freaking in 9 to 10 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You had the nerve to call my personal phone line while I'm doing my radio show. Dag nabbit, bro. Anyway, let's see. What else can I look at, of course? I'm enjoying life. I am going back through to some salutations of what happened. I'm going to at least say that, you know, we lost some interesting people. We did. September 8th, 2022 to, you know, the 21st of April, 1926, Elizabeth II, Elizabeth Alexandria Mary, Queen of the United Kingdom and other Commonwealth realms from the 6th of February, 1952 until her death in 2022. She was Queen Regent of 32 sovereign states, including quite a few things. During her lifetime and 15 at the time of her death, her reign of 70 years and 214 days is the longest of any British monarch, the longest recorded of any female head of state in history, and the second longest verified reign of any sovereign in history. Elizabeth was born in Mayfair, London, as the first child of the Duke and Duchess of York. Later, King George the Sixth and Queen Elizabeth, her father, acceded to the throne in 1936 upon the abdication of his brother, King Edward the Eighth, making Elizabeth the heir presumptive. She was educated privately at home and began to undertake public duties during the Second World War, serving in the Auxiliary Territorial Service. In November 1947, she married Philip Mountbatten, M-O-U-N-T-B-A-T-T-E-N, Mountbatten, a former prince of Greece and Denmark, and their marriage lasted 73 years until his death in 2021. They had four children, Charles, Anne, Andrew, and Edward. When her father died in February 1952, Elizabeth, then 25 years old, became queen of seven independent Commonwealth countries: the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Pakistan, and Ceylon, known today as Sri Lanka, as well as head of the Commonwealth. Elizabeth reigned as a constitutional monarch through major political changes, such as the Troubles in Northern Ireland, devolution in the United Kingdom, the decolonization of Africa, and the United Kingdom's accession to the European communities and withdrawal from the European Union. The number of her realms varied over time as territories gained independence and some realms became republic. Her many historic visits and meetings include state visits to China in 1986, Russia in 1994, and the Republic of Ireland in 2011, and meeting with five popes. The significant events include Elizabeth's coronation in 1953 and the celebrations of her silver, golden, diamond, and platinum jubilees in 1977, 2002, 2012, 2022, respectively. She faced occasional Republican sentiment and media criticism of her family, particularly after the breakdowns of her children's marriages, her annus horribilis in 1992, and the death of her former daughter-in-law, Diana, Princess of Wales, in 1997. She was served by more than 170 prime ministers across her realms. Throughout her lifetime, support for the monarchy in the United Kingdom remained consistently high, as did her personal popularity. Elizabeth died aged 96 at Balmoral Castle, Aberdeenshire, on 8th of September 2022, and was succeeded by her eldest son, Charles III. Okay, there's a lot of stuff going on right there. I got a chance to read a lot of things off to a lot of people. My thing was Amber Alert. That's what you heard with the behind me. You heard the Amber Alert. Amber Alert, 2016 Kia Soul, Silver, Ohio, HLD9706. Check the local media. But right now, for those traveling, listen to this program. There's an Amber Alert, 2016 Kia Soul, Silver, Ohio, HLD9706. All right? So at least that's what's going on right now. Woo-wee. It's a lot of things happening. Because I called his name, he has heavy metal track from Bolo Black, but what we'll do is we'll go back into the hip-hop side of things. When Black King came out with King Eric Magnus, we will play that, and we will be back after this. Again, I thank you so much for tuning in. My thing is being able to enjoy what is happening out there. Being able to enjoy it, it lets you know what is going down. I see these phone numbers. Let's go to everybody on the phone line. I'm going to start with 216-727. 216-727. How are you?
Hi, everybody out there in Radio Land. My name is Valenda. This is Brenda A. Former. And as my colleagues will call me, Queen B. Hi, colleagues out there. And hi, everybody out there in Radio Land. How everybody doing?
We're doing well. Talk to us, Queen B.
Well, as I said, a shout-out to Queen Elizabeth and their family. We're going to pray for them and all the people that you have now. So we're going to put their families in prayer. Because everybody's standing in need of prayer. Somebody got to be with them after the home going, as well as being in the home going. They're going to need comfort. They're going to need somebody to talk to. They're going to have to need some lift-up words, you know, some encouraging words. And it's not going to leave you. It's not like it's going to disappear. It's going to be the days are going to go get a little easier each day, minute, time, hour, and second. Because we all have been down that road, and it's a hard pillow to swallow when you go down that road.
Mm-hmm.
You never know the day, time, and hour when God is going to call you home.
That's
and
true.
And the Bible said, be also ready when he comes. It's like you get on a platform, like you said, you don't know when somebody's going to call you to do something. You know, the Bible said, be also ready. Because you don't know when or where. You got to show your talent, your gifts. Somebody might want you, they need to talk to you or, you know, this encouraging word. Sometimes a person can go through something, have the baddest day ever, and they come up, you go up to them and talk to them, and you have made their day and it's made it a little brighter. You know, we all go through that. We all go through it. All of us do. Ain't nobody perfect but Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you that right now. Ain't none of us, hallelujah, pregnant. It's not perfect. None of us. But old King Jesus, he's the one. He seek us through and make the work through, make everything come through. And without him, I'm going to say this for myself. Without him, I'm nothing. I have thank him. Because he got us all here for a purpose and a reason, you know. You know, it's a blessing itself waking up and saying, thank you, Lord, that I'm here to see another day that you have made and made it abundantly to give us life, the tree of life, to be on this earth and just say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey,
amen.
I am so grateful, Brother Al. I'm so grateful, you know. You know, we have our good days, we have our bad days, like I said, and it's a reason. Sometimes things happen for a reason. Remember this, to make you better than you was before. The old saying says, we're turning out for like your bad, but it end up for your good. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It might set up for your bad, but it turned out for your good. Remember that, everybody, radio audience, remember that. And like I said, you know, I'm okay, and God's in the midst of everything that we do. and I am grateful. And I'd like to say thank you, everybody, to my colleagues out there, Ronnie B., L. Porter, and Dante. Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land. I'm going to sign off right now. May God bless you and keep you, and have a blessed week in each and every one of you. All right, I'm out.
All right. Peace. As a matter of fact, we're going to go through all of our phone lines, and I'm going to go to that 216-315. 216-315. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Pretty well after the barbecue yesterday. Thank you all so very much. It was an honor. That cowboy, he suit up, show up, and show out yesterday, and we were jumping the whole time, but it was a beautiful event. Thank
right.
you all so
it
very
was.
Much. Yep.
No
so
problem.
I'm short-winded today, so I'm going to pass it over to Cowboy. Thank you so very much.
No problem. What's going on, Cowboy?
Oh, man. We ain't been too long to woke up right.
I've got barbecue for the rest of this week. That was an excellent event, and we appreciate you all just for what you did. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate you and the whole Black Man's Army that helped put this together. I really did. Because, hey, I knew I had to do this, and I suited up, showed up, and showed out.
Yes,
Three grills. And I did it. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I knew I had to do it.
There you go.
Again, people told you. But I enjoyed it.
Amen. Same here.
But I want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
We went to the Seniors Day. It was on a Thursday, yes.
Okay.
And I had to look after the people here at Kingsbury Towers that went.
Because
The service coordinator called me that Tuesday and asked me to look after the people and keep up with the people that was here from Kingsbury Towers. So
nice.
It was an honor and a pleasure to do that for her. And I'm quite sure you remember Miss White, our service coordinator.
Yes, I do.
So she gave me the honor and the pleasure to do that for her because she wasn't going to be there.
Gotcha.
So, and far as Brother Silver B,
yes.
They gave him another award from the city of Cleveland. I forgot what that award was for, but his family member had picked it up. Two of his family members picked up his award for him.
Beautiful. Thank you for giving us that report.
And tomorrow we have almost a full page in East Side News.
Congratulations.
It's published, and it will be out tomorrow. We're going to be picking up the paper tomorrow. So
good. You
expect me will have one. We have to have a paper for you. But
thank
what
you.
We but we will have one for you and Art because it
thank
wasn't
you.
For you and Art. Especially Silver B because he was the first person to be on the radio show. Yes. So I got to give grace to God and Silver B, then you and Art and the rest of the Black Men's Army and the rest of the from Black House Sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hey,
thank you so much.
You guys have helped us out tremendously for where we are today.
That's a blessing.
You know, and I really appreciate that everyone that came out to the event Saturday. We had fun. Everybody enjoyed their stuff. There was zero tolerance of nonsense other than Bebe's key. I had to say that here.
I hear you. That was some of the baddest children I've ever seen in my life. Anyway, I want to thank you. We made the announcement. We will see you this coming Saturday at the first annual Fleet Festival.
Oh, yes. It will be a pleasure and honor to doing that. Because music is my game.
Yes,
and not ashamed of my game. Yes, I love it. I would love doing it for you. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give me a call, brother. And I'm there for you. I got your back 100 strong.
Uh-huh. I'm going to hold you to that. And thank you so much. And what number should we call? Before I leave out of here and check on these other, four phone lines, how do we reach you?
216-538-9501 and 216-513-315-9298. Yes. PaulsPoint.net, and that's where you can get her by. That's by come on, let me get my head straight now. And my website is cowboythemusicman.com. Yes. Oh, I also want to give thanks to you because Councilman Ernest, what's his last name?
Oh, Smith.
Ernest,
okay.
Smith, mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And we have a date set up for October 4th. Is October 4th, my dear?
October
yes.
the 8th. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
October the 8th,
yes, the 8th
at the home.
October
yep. That's
October
the home
the 8th.
Of the East Cleveland Love Fest that Silver B used to join
yes.
myself, JB's Rollers for the East Cleveland Love Fest. So it'll be a tribute to Silver B 2 to 4 p.m.
Yes.
1:30 p.m. of March in its honor. So, all right. Thank you very much for letting us know that, and congratulations on getting the work. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, things is coming around and coming up, and we're going to suit up, show up, and show out.
All right. Both of you, enjoy your evening. I look forward to reading that newspaper article. I might have to reach out to them and let them know to give you all a personalized bundle for me so I can definitely get that out as well. Congratulations. Well deserved.
And I'd like for you to be by my side, my brother.
We'll do that. We'll do that.
I really appreciate it. Really appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate you all. Have a phenomenal evening. And thank you.
And thank you. Hey, let me say this. Before
mm-hmm.
we leave off the air, I would like to be on your show personally at your round table as your co-host. And everybody can ask us any type of question, and I will answer it.
Hey,
seriously and humorously.
I appreciate that offer. Thank you, DJ Cowboy. No, you're not. You're the backyard music man because you said it.
Hello,
I will
give
DJ money.
That one.
Have a good one, brother.
Okay, bro. I love you, bro.
Likewise. Love
yeah.
you all, too. Man, okay. This is getting to be more fun than expected. All right, I have a couple of different area codes. So before I go to that 615 area code, let's go to 440. 440 area code with the 975. Who am I talking to this evening?
My name's Odetta. Can you hear me?
Let's get this straight. Are you the well-known Odetta from the festival that's coming up this coming Saturday?
I sure am.
All right. So with that
I'm a supporter.
How are you doing?
I am doing great.
I'm into that. Can you tell us what we can expect at this upcoming festival?
You can expect so much because Mr. Porter is going to be in the house. But we, besides Mr. Porter being in the house, we are going to have 15 different music acts over stages. And it's going to be different genres of music. So we have music for everybody, from gospel to soul to neo-soul to, we have a little bit of rap, we have a little bit of R&B, we have some Latino, we have some classical music, we even have polka, we have Irish music, we have classic rock, we have regular rock. So we're trying to get a little bit for everybody who shows up to this festival to enjoy.
Wow. I am impressed. Go ahead.
And we also have 50 tables of resources and vendors. And I'm talking about resources. We're going to have the AIDS Task Force out doing HIV testing right there on site. We have Tri-C, Cleveland Metropolitan School District, the Rape Crisis Center, CHN Housing. I have tried to get as many resources under one place, as many as possible. But we also have vendors selling crafts and arts. We're going to have food vendors. It's going to be a really good time.
Wow. Okay. With that being said, why it wasn't so important, I go to a lot of different festivals, but I don't see hip-hop along with polka. You got to help me out because I kind of grew up on polka variety, so tell me about why it was important for you to give us so many different choices.
This was an idea that me and Walter Hyde had come up with. This started 3 years ago, before COVID.
Okay.
I had watched the making of Motown.
Mm.
And I said, we don't have anything like this in Cleveland. Why don't we do Motown on Fleet? And Walter said, well, let's not just put it to just Motown. Let's do something for everybody. Why? Because music brings everybody together, Odetta.
Mm.
Music is the international language, so music brings everybody together. Well, Walter Hyde passed away last October. And he was a pillar of our community. He owned our ice cream stand. He gave away more ice cream than he ever sold. But he was the most wonderful man, and that's why we put his name on this festival. But my whole thing is you can have all the arts and culture in a neighborhood that you want. But in Slavic Village, we cannot go into an art gallery and pay $1,000 for a piece of art. I don't know about everybody else, but we can't do it.
Amen.
Okay. But we can afford music. Why? Because music does not discriminate against race, culture, or economic class.
Wow.
So that's why this festival is important to me, because we want music for every person that comes to this festival, no matter what type of music they listen to. I want them to enjoy any type of music they want, because music does not discriminate, and music brings people together. And where there's music, I want the resources there for them.
Well, can you, before you leave out, tell us what day and where we need to be?
It's September 24th on Fleet Avenue. This is another little bit of history here. Fleet Avenue used to get shut down for the Harvest Festival.
Oh.
The Harvest Festival was an ethnic festival because this was predominantly Polish neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
It has not been shut down in 22 years. We are making history because we are shutting down Fleet Avenue again.
Wow.
So everybody's saying, oh, are you bringing the Harvest Festival back? No, we're not bringing the Harvest Festival back. You want to know why? Because we're not bringing Fleet back to the way it was. Fleet is now a diverse neighborhood. It's different, but the world's different. This neighborhood's different, just like the world's different. We are changing along with the world. So we're not trying to recreate Fleet. We're recreating our world.
Oh, man.
So we are shutting down Fleet Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
From East 54th Street to East 63rd Street, and it's going to be from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on September 24th. And please come out and enjoy.
I'll second that. Please come out and enjoy. I will make sure we have giveaways on our end. And I thank you very much for the opportunity and the privilege and for calling in. We look forward to joining you this week.
Yes. And I look forward to meeting you, Mr. Porter, and everybody that you bring along with you. And we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yes, we will. I appreciate it. Enjoy your evening.
You too.
No problem.
You have a good night, and God bless.
God bless. Well, since I have, it looks like, 3 phone callers with information, let's go to this long-distance phone call, the 615 with the 894, the 615 with the 894. You're on live. What's going on?
Porter, what's popping, man? What's popping, man? You already know what it is. The guy, the kid, man. Team look like each time, man. Mr. Battery, Mr. 1079, whatever you want to call me.
Man.
What's popping, man? What's going on, man? Big things popping, big things coming, man. Big shout out to the artist, man. Big Jada, big shout out to the newest promoter on the team, man. Lady, Betty, let's be honest. You feel me? It's going to be a movie, man. You feel me? We got the tour coming up, man. I'm gonna let Big Jada tell you about the tour because he's online as well. I got Lady Betty online as well, man. It's a movie, man. You know, every time I bring something to the table, it's a movie. You see?
Well, crazy. Since you're bringing this movement, we're going to let the first person go through. I want to hear from you for at least 2 minutes. What's happening?
Big Jada, you know what it is, man. I'm coming at you. Coming at you hard.
Yes.
You feel me? So,
man.
You know, I'm from Cleveland 216.
Okay.
Twitter. We starting off 30th at Captivate, 9 o'clock. Be there. You feel me? We about to be turning up. There's going to be a movie in there. October 1st, we're going to be in Nashville for the pregame turn up, and after party turn up, and for the concert. So, you know how that's going to be going. So, we definitely going hard. We got I Do the Most going live right now on SoundCloud and Apple Music. That's the hit single right now that we pushing out. So make sure y'all go stream that. All y'all, everybody that's listening to this right now, go stream that.
Oh, man, video release coming real soon, man. Oh, my
God.
Oh,
I got to see that.
It's going to be crazy.
Hey,
we follow the movement and reach out to you? How can we do that?
You can follow me on Big Jeta Music. That's BIGGETA_music. You can also follow me on The Black Heart Savage. That's The Black Heart Savage. TheBlackHeartSavage 2_. Make sure y'all go follow both those pages for all updates. I'm a hip hop dancer and I'm a rap artist. And R&B artists. So make sure y'all go follow me. We getting lit. We turning up.
Make sure y'all do that, man. Shout out to Black Bottle Boy. Shout out to Bel Air. Shout out to One Swag EMT. It's a movie October 1st, man. 6 Boss. Squash. Live. Mash.
Man.
Big G. That team new. Like, Lady Betty. You feel me? She going to be in the building. She going to be smooth. I don't know why she quiet. You feel me? We about to tap into her, too, while she quiet. You feel me? What's popping? What's popping? What's popping? Let it be known. You feel me?
Let's be honest. I'm a lactation off our promoter for New Life. I'll be out there just shooting up.
You feel me? It's a movie, you feel me? Oh, the kind of, I don't know, I think I'm gonna make it short and sweet, but I ain't tripping, you know what I'm saying? We'll let y'all, I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely a movie, man. You feel me? You got the official project coming out. Black Heart Savage versus Big Jeter. Underrated. That project about to drop. We got Redemption. Same new
okay.
Like that project about to drop. Man, it's crazy. The tour is
yeah,
hey, listen, the tour is crazy, man. They really don't know what's going on right now with the tour, you feel me? It's
all
definitely
right.
Crazy.
Well,
and
I'll tell you what. This is what I'm going to do. The homework assignment for everybody on this phone line, on this conversation, the homework assignment, you got to call in next week and let us know what we can expect by October the 1st and give us a rundown on what's going on, part of this movement, the Nashville trip, because you all have me very, very captivated for that Nashville trip. And before you leave, what's going on at the Captivate once again and the date?
Shout out to North Coast King, EDH. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's a big homie. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Big Jeter will be live. Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Captive 8, man. It's going down, man. You feel me? I do
it's
the
about
most.
About to be a movie, man. About to be a movie. I'm about to be performing my hit single, I Do the Most. That's going to be the hit single of the night that we're going to be doing. Also, you know, I got a couple more tracks that I'm going to be performing, but I Do the Most is going to be the hit single that we're definitely going to be promoting.
I believe that. I believe that. I want to see how that turns out. So I thank you all for calling in.
Yes, definitely.
No problem.
So make sure y'all follow the whole movie, man. Team New Life, Big Jeter, Lady B, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Definitely one of the hottest female promoters pushing right now, man. Y'all better catch on, man. If anything, I put my name on is a movie.
Yes, it is.
Make sure y'all go follow that SoundCloud, Big Jeter. Follow me on Apple Music as well, Big Jeter or Prince Vegeta. And it's like that. Everything's
all
streaming.
Right.
Everything's streaming on all platforms. Make sure y'all go get that.
Sure will do that. Thank you all for letting us know, and I look forward to following this movement by next week, too. So thank you so much. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to now see. I got to bring them back through the voiceatradio.com just to talk to them. Before we leave out, I got a couple more phone calls before I go to that 601 area code. Let me go to that 216-270. What's going on?
Hello, this is Dantes Taylor. Yes, this is Advocate for Family to Family. We are out there in the field working diligently to make sure that our families are being looked over and everything else. And we'll be out in the field tomorrow doing some work out there for some families and everything else. We got to work so we can make it better for our community out here in Cleveland and suburbs too, everywhere. We are working diligently to make sure that we are doing good. Don't forget, Family to Family is having their hat, gloves, scarf, coat drive, boot drive, food drive, and we are taking school supplies and toiletries too, and toys too. And we will get this stuff out in January. We're gonna start collecting. Yes, you can, and we will be taking all this stuff. And you can call. For more information, you can call 211, and they can give you where stuff is and where locations are, too. Or you can call Dantes Taylor at 216-270-2019. Or you can call Commentary Cleveland at 216-270-2019. 972-297-2. Or you can call the president, the candidate for the president of the United States of America 2024, Reverend Franklin P. Butts at 216-548-0820. We are connecting all this stuff to make our families happy and everything else. Yes, and we will be giving it out the fourth Saturday in January. So don't forget us. And we might, yes, we're going to have somebody out there to spectacular. We're going to have the Power in Your Dance group out there. And we will have our location very soon. So come on out and call us so we can get some. And we're taking Pampers too. We gotta know that we can get stuff for all ages and shapes and sizes too. We're taking from 0 until 6X clothes. We're taking shoes, boots. We're taking it all so we can give it to our families out here, because we are the family of family group. And we're going to give y'all a location where we're going to have this big drive, this big thing at. And we're going to give you the location in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Where we're going to collect some stuff too at too. So come on out and join us. And don't forget the 21st annual Gospel is brought to our 2020 anniversary. We'll be going on at Hayes Temple, Church of God in Christ at 3158 East 94th Street, Cleveland, Ohio 44104 on Sunday, June 25th, 2020. The brief. Yes, doors will open at 2. Dinner starts at 2:30. And first program starts at 4. And second program starts at 7:15. We will be announcing when we will have tickets go on sale, and we will be announcing in about 3 months where who's our big headlining groups. We have two big headlining groups, and we have some groups from Cleveland. And who's helping me with this great event is Miss Paul's Point and the Backyard Music Man.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're gonna rock this Cleveland on 93rd. We're gonna make Cleveland the best Cleveland ever. We're coming out with some stuff and everything else. Yes, we are. We're gonna have some great stuff there and everything else, and we're gonna make it where we can make too. So don't forget Al Porter Jr. Don't forget Art McCoy. Don't forget the whole crew at Black on Black, because we are out here for our families. We out here for our people. We out here to help our people out here. And go down there and get world wishes and everything, and make sure. We're going to make sure that our Judy Martin be well kept so in a few months or whatever, she can come back as strong as ever and have a great time with us again. And if you are out there and you want to join Black on Black, come on out and join Black on Black. We have 15415. Kipling Avenue on Wednesday from 7:15. Doors open, and it starts promptly at 7:30. So come on out and help us. If you would like to be a secretary, a treasurer, or something in this organization, come out and help us out so we can have somebody that can back up Judy Martin and everything else. Because we have our president. We have our president, yes, his name is Al Porter Jr., and Liz is our vice president, yes, and we have all kinds of stuff, our historian out there, yes, is Ted Gary, and we have everything going on. And when the and when this concert come up, it's gonna be so big in the city, we might have standing room only. Yeah, because I'm trying to make it big. I'm trying to show y'all that what that Cleveland that I can put on a show that you will never you'll remember. Thing else, and don't forget Black on Black that we got some events coming up. I don't know what's coming up, but they're gonna come up next year, and we're gonna rock it, and we're gonna make 2023 the best year ever. And my goal is for Black on Black at the end of the year next year, I want to come and make sure that we have $60,000 in our treasure when we end at December 31st, 2023. And we're going to work it and we're going to try to make it. So we're going to try to make that goal. That's our goal is $60,000 at the end of the year on December 31st, 2023. That's what I want to leave out with next year. So we're going to work it.
So much.
We got to do what we got to do and everything else. And family to family is going to get a budget too so we can go out there and do what we got to do for our family. Because our families
the
are the best
hearing.
Family.
The family to family will be in the court hearing before you go. It's courtroom 18C tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., courtroom 18C in front of Judge Nancy Russo. We were there with Rashi Henderson when her child was injured and hurt by Teresa Lawson. So
we're
going to
be there with that family. We're going to be there with that family. And if you want to reach out to family, you can call Dontez Taylor at 216-270-2019. Or you can text us. Or you can call Commentary Cleaning at 216-972-2972. We need y'all to call us and tell us what's going on. Ears to the phones, or you can text to the phone, and we will be ready to take your answers, your questions, and tell you where you can meet us at so we can answer your questions and concerns and issues and everything else. And God bless everyone.
God bless.
And have a nice
All right.
and prosperous night.
You too. We were going to try to get to the 601 area code. Unfortunately, they aren't there. So what I can do now is just thank everybody who took the time to call in. I appreciate you all very much. May you all stay blessed, highly favored. Talk to you soon. Peace.